Lightning bets to wrap up the week here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM in just a moment, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Grand Slam jackpot promo is up and running for this weekend and throughout the MLB season. A weekly bet and get promotion for you inside your BetMGM app. $10 wager on any player to hit a home run every weekend. If that player hits a Grand Slam on that day you make the bet, you could win a $50,000 prize or a share of that daily prize with every other winning bettor on that day. So if you're looking at home run props, there you go. We got you covered. Inside your BetMGM app right now. We got to finalize this cross-sport parlay we were talking about. Try and keep it to like the core four major sports in the champions for each. This will be a way to keep the group chat alive, even though, for those just joining, it's Aaron Hawksworth's last day. She wants the group chat to be kept alive and a reason to come back on the show from time to time. This is it. We'll gladly have her anytime we're talking about our giant cross-sport parlay. Have we finalized things, Paul? Do we have this cooked up? Do we have a number?
This is what I have from our break discussion. So we've got the Knicks, it sounds like, at 11-1 to win the title, the NBA championship. Trying to go in chronological order here. The Canucks at 22-1, since I'll be in the building in June. The Orioles will be next at 10-1 for the World Series. And then you guys, all in on the Birds, Fly Eagles Fly, at 17-1. So you throw those all together, for a $10 bet, pays out $546,000. By the way, I will just say, if you replace the Knicks with the Nuggets, it still comes out to $150K. So I'm just saying, if you want, you could do two.
Dude, the Nuggets are not winning a title.
No?
Come on.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm talking to Chris.
Do you think it's the Celtics?
I don't know. You tell me, Aaron, Nuggets or Knicks? You know the answer.
I mean, realistically, Nuggets.
Yes.
Jokic will single-handedly destroy the entire Knicks team.
Yeah. Wait, Joe, you just said, look, the Nuggets are not winning the title. Yeah. You mean the Knicks?
Oh, did
you
I?
Mean the Knicks are
I
not
meant
winning the title?
Yeah. I meant
the Okay, Knicks. I was like, whoa, this is quite the take.
That's why I was like, oh, that we're going. Okay.
No. Yeah. No.
Nuggets aren't winning the title.
Today has been a disaster. Aaron has just ruined my day. This is awful.
Oh, wow.
That's supposed to be a positive comment, not a negative comment.
Well, taking it's not way. How it came off.
You might want to reframe the sentence then.
Yeah.
Jake's here.
Who's that? From the clouds. Dykstra, you sound different.
Yay, Jake's here.
It's the king of Rhode Island checking in.
That's what that note was. I was like, does that mean Jake's here? I was confused. All right, so final answer, Aaron.
Firm up.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Chris said that first, okay? I will not be thrown under the bus for that one.
You're the one that bonked it, though. Like, you're the one that took a good firm up and spun it around.
It is Friday, so who doesn't love a good firm up?
Right.
I love my haters.
There it is. So it's funny. It's Friday funny, Aaron, you mentioned that because the last day or two we've been talking to each other about, you know, what one final way to sort of commemorate Hawk's last day on the show. And we came up with the idea, and we just, I don't know if that last one qualifies or not, a Good Friday firm up, as hitting a spot. I don't think it does on Hawk Bingo. We cooked it up. Congratulations to Gertsch for putting the visual representation of Hawk Bingo together. But we had an entire bingo card with some of your greatest hits on it. Can you guess what were on the spots for Hawk Bingo?
Oh my gosh. No, this is like off the cuff. I don't plan these things in advance. I'm not sure what's going to be on here. I'm terrified, actually, as well.
Well, look, we already referenced Road. We already referenced. We already referenced some of Jake's, you know, travails. So one of the spots immediately references that. I mean, what do you always like to ask Jake about?
Oh, Madison.
Bang! There's one. Yes.
Okay, Madison.
Yes. All right. Any others you want to take a guess at?
What do we got? Nico Collins?
Oh,
that's a good one. Oh, no.
We missed on Nico.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. This is, I don't like being pop quiz on the spot.
Who's your favorite rookie quarterback, Hawk?
CJ Stroud.
No. This year's rookie.
Incoming.
Now rookie.
Oh, Michael Penix.
Yeah. There it is.
Or Penix.
Thank you.
Thank you for pronouncing it the way we wanted you to.
All right. Give me a hint on the top left.
I mean, it's this entire show all the time.
Right.
Every day.
Theme of the show. Brand. If
horny.
You
know.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Got it.
Okay. Yes. We're on a roll now. Feel like I've got some momentum. Yeah. Don't stop me.
Who's your favorite? Your favorite offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh, Cliff. Cliff all day.
He's hot.
Other favorite coaches?
I wonder if he's going to be on Hinge this summer. Dan Campbell. Well,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Technically,
both of them.
Yep.
There it is. Yep. There it is.
Combo square.
Daniel's pot.
Okay.
We included some veteran quarterbacks, whether they're starters or backups. They were in here too. Some of your favorites.
Joe Flacco? Kirk Cousins.
There it is.
Kirk and
Heinicke.
Yep.
Yes,
oh, crushed
Heinicke.
It. Yep. Combo square.
Oh man.
Favorite.
You guys are really
fast food item.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Filet of fish. Gotta be filet of fish. Oh my god, so disgusting. I don't want to be tied to filet of fish forever, but here we are.
Too late, it's there.
Buddy, it's a bingo square. It's too late.
Yeah. Nope. All right. Over. We got two left. One is like almost literally right around the corner from you. Won't be much longer. The football team.
Oh, the Commanders. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. By the way, I'm just noticing like horny Penix, like right in a row. Like
that was by design.
And Madison.
That top row is really something.
And Madison. Don't forget Maddie.
Yeah, that had to be Avril Lavigne.
Hard to.
Pretty strong producing, I must say.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
pretty
man.
Good.
Yep. And your all right,
favorite
one NBA,
last spot.
Your favorite kind of NBA.
Favorite bet.
Double.
There it is.
Oh, I love you guys. This is so amazing. Thank you for putting this together. Yeah, those are pretty much, you guys nailed it, really.
I can't believe you forgot Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico Collins was a whiff. That's tough.
I wish Neighbor could have made the bingo card. That's my favorite. Neighbor. Just
that needed
any neighbor.
The smoking. Yeah, exactly. The car mats.
Smoking
that was, like,
was
a
originally
separate...
on. Car mats was
the car mats is good.
Those were all
au pair.
Out of spaces.
The fat pineapple guy.
Yeah.
Burning letters.
The rock in his yard.
Yeah,
oh, man. We had some good times.
We had a lot of options
show.
To work with.
Feet finder. Yeah, that was a good consideration.
Good bit.
Oh, yeah.
Good bit would be
now
to register Aaron
to
for
join
feet finder
it.
Now that she's
exactly.
gone.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You have to. I. Yeah, we could take over-under bets on what she's going to sell her picks for.
Someone did. Oh, gosh. Someone did.
I'm
going to
be in there
like,
bidding just
much?
To drive up the price.
Yeah, oh, I like that guy. Yeah. Need that guy in the auction.
Start a selling my picks website. Yeah, that's not on the bingo card. I'm
pretty sure those already exist, but.
Whoa. What?
All right.
Do you really have to go? You don't really.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to cry.
Right? You'd be good.
Yes. I'll surprise you and you just do. Join in.
One of these days.
There's going to be a day where there's going to be a day where Madison pops into the chat and again, my stomach is going to drop out of my butt and it's just going to be Hawk.
Yep.
Well, feel free to text me. Happy to join anytime. You guys have been so amazing and like family to me and I'm going to cry.
Don't.
Love you, Hawk.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're gonna I already be blocked your number.
Stop Thank you. Stop it, probably for the best.
Yeah, when Erin called me with the news, like she brought it up, a replacement, and she threw out some stupid names. I'm like, no.
Name one. Like, name one. Drop names. Names.
I'll tell you in 2 minutes when the show's over. But because you can't be replaced. I mean, you're the perfect example of what this network wants to be and is striving to be about the personalities and bringing the fun and putting everybody at ease. Like that's what you brought to the show. And it's going to be sorely missed. You're obviously a connector. You put everyone at ease. You're a great mom. Like go do whatever
you
end up doing. So I hope we continue to hear from you.
Yeah, I hope so too. And thank you so much, Joe, for everything you've taught me about sports betting, like your patience with me and just everything you've taught me has been, I'm so grateful.
You kept me sane during these trying times. Mostly due to Jake and Paul and some other
which
people.
Is not easy.
Nope. Come back and check on us in like 6 months and see where we're at. It might not be pretty hot.
See if we're alive.
I'm happy to do it off the board to lighten the mood.
We'll need it. Somebody's going to check in on BSO for us. We'll be back on Monday right here on BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM.
Love you, Hawk.